Good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, it's the right time to thank Dwight and Helmut. And this is Business and Economic Segment Program. This is Business and Economic Segment Program. We are here from the hour of 6 until 7. And this is the right time that, as we always do, we discuss business matters. We look at issues of trade and, yeah, issues of national and international development. So wherever you are finding yourself, I understand some of you, you are going back home after hours, going back home. Some of you are working overtime. You have to make sure that you collect those coins. It's very important. Know where you want to go. Make sure that you give those extra hours. Some of you are going to work again, based on the type of work that you are doing. Especially those who, sleep with their shoes on, boots on, to defend our properties. And indeed also to protect our businesses and also those essential workers, because not everyone is going home after 5. So it's always very important to give you thanks and also to indicate, to say, no, we are always happy, especially when you are opening, when you are listening to Legal FM Namibia. This is your number one talk radio station. This is where we discuss issues. This is where we interrogate matters without fear or favor. This is a platform where you exercise your democratic rights and also your freedom of expression, as stated in the Namibian Constitution. And this is, it's a place of educating one another, where we are educating one another, where we are looking at What are some of those issues that we think we are not doing well? What are some of those issues that we did well? And what are some of those that we need to adjust, especially when it comes to national development? And the absolute definition of development, we have been talking about this for quite a long time, to say the absolute definition of development is consist three main areas: infrastructure, economic, and at the center of that is an advancement of a human being. That is the absolute definition of development. And that's why at this platform is where we are making sure that we are looking at those, we are looking at those areas. And we also appreciate what have happened, who contributed to what have happened, and because it's not always about pointing out what is not done. It's also important also to make sure that we appreciate, especially those who are driving developmental agenda of Namibia, where things have been done well. We also praise those who have done well. And we also awaken those who are sleeping on duty, those who forget what they communicated. And also, we are also awakening those who forgot what they have said, those who whose actions are not corresponding to the plans that they put on the table. Yeah, that's why we are always, making sure that, after every conversation that we bring about, we are calling you to take part. After every conversation that we bring about, we are always opening the line so that you can you can call us in the studio and you give your question, you give your contribution, you ask critical questions, and you also give your views and opinions, because we understand that, for us to build institutions, for us to build our governance structure, we don't necessarily need to agree on everything. You can just say, no, David, you are right, you are correct, Chief, you are doing very well. No, that is not a good thing. You can also say, no, Chief, you are doing very well, but there, I think you are missing a point. You are missing a number there. That is not where we stand. There's a new report about that. You are you are a bit behind, or you did well there, but this is how things are being done. Then I understand that in that context, then we are going to build each other, because institution countries, international institutions are not built by people who agree on everything, but people who criticize each other in a civilized manner. In a civilized manner, because the foundation of innovation is co-created by different thinking and also different views. And today we're just having a little bit of conversation with Mr. Francis Nengera. And, you know, Francis Nengera is a thinker and a philosopher. I was talking about various theories, particularly the scientists and all those things, but I have to understand that what you can learn from him is that in the way he's interpreting those understanding, you'll be able to see that even all those years, those thinkers, they couldn't agree on one thing, but they find a way on how to advance the knowledge and skills. So, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 7, until the hour of 7, the hour of 1900 hours. And yeah, before we go to what we have on the table for today, sorry, it's very important. To make sure that you connect to us, connect with us. Make sure that, you know, when it comes to economic news, developmental news, we are number one in Namibia, and we are also leading in SADC. So just make sure that you connect with us. Connect to Eagle FM Namibia. Like and share our page. Share our page on Facebook. When you just like and share our page on Facebook, do you know what you have done? You have done a great job, and you also connect those who are following you. Because when you follow our page, you share our page, it exactly means that next time when you are uploading something, you'll be the first person to see that. And not only anything, we focus on content of economy, content of development, content on, you know, trade, food security, governance, and also issues of, you know, innovation, and also areas related to sport and investment. So when you do that, like and share our page. That is on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and indeed Instagram. And the other thing is also that you know, we have the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper, which is economic content. It's based on economy, it's based on developmental affairs, and it's based on issues of bread and butter. Because you can't be in the journey of development and you are not meeting us on the way. It cannot be right, because if you are in the journey of development, if you are a researcher in the development studies, if you are a researcher in international trade, if you are a researcher in economics, if you are studying business, if you are studying entrepreneurship, you are a mentor, for example, or you are doing cybersecurity, we are meeting somewhere. The lines are crossing at branded butter issue. The lines are crossing at current events related to business, related to trade, and also related to information dissemination. You know why? That's why we're always indicating to you that the Villager newspaper must be part of your sources. Yeah, it must be part of your sources, especially when you are in that line, when you are a developmental enthusiast. So, because you can subscribe to the Villager newspaper, like and share that page, and you can send your name to 081-241-44, 081-241-44, and save that as your contact in WhatsApp.
YouSave prices on groceries are still the best in town. 4 kilos of real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 189.99 Namibian dollars. 84 grams of Robertson's chicken spice, just 13.99 Namibian dollars. Knorr soup of all variants, just 5.99 Namibian dollars each. 700 milliliter Wellington's tomato sauce, just 25.99 Namibian dollars. 2 liters of Wright brand sunflower oil, just 68.99 Namibian dollars. And 2 kilogram bag of Pasta King elbow pasta, just 44.99 Namibian dollars. Save big at YouSave.
Thank you. titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Yes, we are moving forward with business and economic segment. We are moving forward with business and economic segment. As I indicated earlier, you can be in a field of development and we are not crossing ways. We are not crossing paths. It cannot be correct. That's why we are indicating to you that if you are a student of international relations, student of trade, student of economics, student of governance, student of agroeconomics, student of science, and everybody who is interested in developmental issues, make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources. The Villager newspaper is part of your sources when you are referencing. It's part of your sources when you are expanding your research. The content of the Villager newspaper is part of your foundational knowledge that you are building on, particularly when you are expanding your research. And you will not miss out. You will not miss out. You will not miss out. And you will be able also to stand out. Especially when we speak about an informed person, particularly our young people, let us not just be informed about how many players Chelsea bought, how many players Manchester bought. And although entertainment is very important, you must also ask yourself, what is this contributing to my life? And what is this contributing to my future? Because the future is very important. Although it's not guaranteed, they are saying the future of yesterday is today, and today is the yesterday of tomorrow. If you interpret that correctly, you'll be able to understand what I mean. So, yeah, that's why we are always indicating to you that an informed citizen who understands what is going on is a citizen who can be able to make those long-term strategic economic decisions. And is an informed citizen is also that person who know where to complain, and also where not to complain, and also where to hold himself or herself accountable to things that do not go right. So, apart from the Villager newspaper, we also have those who are always asking questions to say, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? Why are we not connected to you? So, you know what you can do, make sure that, you download the Eagle FM app, Just go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, then you download the Eagle FM app, then you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air, and indeed, you can also be able to listen to the previous programs that, you miss them when you were busy doing something of equal importance, or you miss them, you were out of town, or doing something that limits you from listening to us. So we always have an open archive for you for free, then you can be able to do that. Lastly is that you can download also Himba app. That is a digital version of a hymn book. And when you download Himba app, you make your life more easier, because you don't even need the hard copy hymn book anymore. Even if you lost your hard copy hymn book, you gave it to somebody, or things were just a bit chaotic. You don't know where you put it. You are in a wedding and things just got lost, or you are at the event. Yesterday was a graduation for Aike, student nurse, and we just give one to congratulate them. And in that case, you understand that those who did not come with hymn books were not sent back, but they have to find alternative and smart way of connecting and also sing along. So the Himba app has various Namibian languages. You can find the hymn book in Oshiwambo. That is, of course, Ihangano. Then you can also find in Ocherero. That is Oma Imburiro. You can find in Afrikaans. You can find in Silozi. And many other local Namibian languages. So download the Himba app. Then you walk toward the world of advancement and toward the world of digitalization, and you not have anything to miss. So, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, And indeed, we are here until the hour of 7. We are here until the hour of 7. And let us look at commercial break. Then we will look at what do we have for you on the table today. What do we have for you on the table today. And on top of that, I'm going to open also the line. And we'll make sure that you contribute, you ask your questions, you give your view. And you also, because we are saying, it cannot be correct when we agree on everything. It's always important when we are educating each other. That's why it's all, that is the reason of Gale FM Namibia, to make sure that it's an educational platform. It's not only a preaching moment, but it's an educational platform. It's not one man rule all, but it's where everybody is respected, and also where everybody's opinions and view are respected, because there is literally no wrong or right answer in such extent. However, your answer can be also not appropriate at the moment where things are required. So that is the way, and it could be that your answer also needs some adjustment. That is where we meet, and that is how we can assist each other in terms of development. So after a short commercial break, we are going to start with it. We are going to look at the trade balance. To look at the trade balance, because Namibia Statistics Agency just released June trade balance. We are going to look at what are we doing, where are we standing as Namibia in terms of trade, where are we doing, are we in line with our national developmental priorities, are we in line with our trading partners priorities, are we out of the picture, are we hitting or missing the target, and is political communication and business communication in line with the results which are on the ground. And we also need to look at what are some of the top five, export products. What are some of the top five import products? Where is Namibia standing? And what can we do? What can we do? What can we do in order to, make sure that we adjust our, we adjust our trading. And also we adjust the way we do things, and we are aligning with our national developmental priorities. Just maybe before we go there, how many of you got time and read NDP6? How many of you got time and read NDP6? Either as a booklet or a policy document itself. How many of you got time to read NDP6? How many pillars are there, and what are some of the national priorities? Do we understand where we are going? What is NDP saying about trade and international affairs, for example? What is it saying? And if you did not, when are you going to read it, or you are just going to continue complaining? Where is the country going? And how many of you have applied for youth fund? That's the question we are asking, because it's one thing to complain about something is not being done to you, and it's the other thing also to understand that when opportunities are there, you must also be able to act. So the question we are asking is to say, how many of you read NDP6? What is it saying about trade? What is it saying about international affairs? What is it saying about our trading partners? And in this context, it's always very important to make sure that apart from NDP6, how many of you are following what NSA is giving you out? How many of you are following what NSA is giving you out, and in terms of trade? And how can we participate in international trade? How can we participate in African African market and all those things? So after a short commercial break, we'll dive into the report and we'll see if we are making profit or loss. Are we losing money, or we are making money? And what is bringing money in Namibia? What is bringing money in Namibia? So stay tuned. It's 25 minutes past the hour of 6. And we are here until the hour of 7. And stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yes, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with the business and economic segment. As I indicated earlier, we are going to look at the issues of development. We are going to look at our trade balance, where are we standing, as a country, what is that we are doing well, and what is that we are not doing well, and which area do we need to improve. And yeah, just before we go away, maybe to look at the aspect of what's happening around the country, particularly in terms of trade. It was indicated that, you know, in Zimbabwe, they ban the selling of, or the sales of fardo. We call it the fardo. That those are second-hand clothes. And, the minister, in charge of local government indicated that, some of these businesses are not, able to contribute to the tax, and they are also banning importation of fardo, importation of second-hand clothes into Zimbabwe, because of they are not contributing to tax. And the other thing is also that they also ban the selling of these clothes in the CBDs of all the local authorities, especially during the night time. And you know, the minister related to local governance in Zimbabwe, indicating to say that some of these things are also used to conceal drug trade underground. And there's quite some complaints, especially from the vendors, especially from the vendors whose life depends on that, whose lives depends on that. And when it's coming to informal market in Africa, when it's coming to informal market, there are always issues. There are always issues, especially issues of, you know, managing, issues of taxing, and also issues which are related also to laws. That's why when you look at Africa, informal market is one of the market, although there is money in informal market when it's coming to respect of informal market, and also talking to informal market, I think is something that need to be looked at. And even in Namibia, at one point it have happened. Especially with those who do buy and sell, and it was a bit chaotic. However, that is not our focus for today. Just to give you context on what is happening at, especially in terms of business, that side of Zimbabwe. And the other thing also that I think who also assist you is I think African countries making some moves. We don't know if it's a right move or it's a move which will take them back. But when you look at what's happening in Nigeria, for example, the vice president said, no, we are not going to export raw materials, especially when it's coming to shea nuts anymore. We are not going to do that. That is what the vice president have said. They indicated to say, no, Nigeria have banned the exporting of raw shea crops. Raw shea nuts, that is, it's a type of nuts that is, used in various ways, especially when it's coming to pharmaceuticals, when it's coming to food, and also, other, commodities. But they said, Nigeria contribute, 40% annually to the global market of nuts. However, out of the 6.5 billion market share, they only get 1%. Because you know why? Because they only sell raw materials and they don't get share from their shea nut. That's why the vice president said, no, we are going to sit back. This Mr. Kashim Shettima said, no, we are going to relook at how we can add values to our products, and also how we can trade with the world, with finished, product. Because he stated that they want Nigeria to become a global hub, from being just a supplier of raw nuts to a global hub of refined, nuts. That is, bring about products that are used in cosmetic, food, and pharmaceuticals. And, they have their revenue target. They have their revenue target of, 300 million per year. That is after they add values to their shea nuts, products. And the other thing, what is also very interesting, is that, they were just getting 65 million. From the market of 6.5 billion US, that is US dollars, although you are a 40% contributor. Now, it's also very interesting when you are going to look at Namibia International Trade Balance of June. It's also up to you to see where is the country standing, what are we doing right and what are we not doing right, and what are some of the areas that need some improvement. Are we still selling the same thing that we have been selling in 2010, or have we added some values to things that we are selling? Have we abandoned that part of value addition, or when are we going to start? Those are some of the questions that you are going to ask yourself, and also these are also some of the questions that require critical assessment, and also looking at what the trade balance is saying. Get what the trade balance is saying. 1 will also be able to see that in the month of June, Namibia export earning of June 2025 stood at 12.2 billion Namibian dollars. That is money that Namibia got from selling outside the country. Either we sell to South Africa, you sell to Botswana, you sell to China, you sell to Nigeria, you sell to the US. That is the amount of money that Namibia got in the month of June. And what is very interesting is that it's reflecting an increase of 2.4% when compared to export recorded in May. Which means that in June, Namibia has, improved with 2.4% in terms of export. Now, this is the money that Namibia got from exporting, sending things outside the country. Beforehand, ask yourself this question. What are we sending outside the country? Is 2.4% increment of what we sold in May, what are we sending outside the country? What did we do different from the previous month? What did we do different? And you also need to look at the country's import bills. How much did we spend? Because you are not only in trading, you don't only buy, you sell and buy. We sold, we made, we got the return of 12.2 billion. And when we buy, how much come from Namibia to the outside market? It stated that in the month of June, the import bill stood at 11.3 billion, reflecting a decrease of 2.0% from 11.5 billion. You know, this is a good news actually. In a total outlook of our trade statistics of June, this is a very good news. And it's rare in Namibia, international trade statistics is rare. Find that 4 months, 3 months, we are making a surplus. This we are making a, if you are doing business at this level, you are making, you are winning, or you are making a profit. Now, how much did we make? How much did we make as a country? Now, the export and import position translate to trade surplus of 856 million. When compared to the surplus of, 341 million recorded in May 2025. It means that our trade is well positioned, now. We don't know, we are going to go into details. What could be some of the contributing factors to this? Because if in May we made the surplus of, 341 million, then, we double that. We double that in June. Then it's a good news. Comparing to where we are now as a country, Are you going to maintain this pace? Because there are dynamics in terms of impact of trade. The need of a certain product within a point in time, the change of prices, tariffs, the delays of logistics, the transactions, period, clients, governance and regulation. There are a lot of things that are involved when it's coming to trade. But we are also going to go into details to see what are those things that, we are doing well. What are those things that we are doing well, and what are some of the export goods? What are some of the export goods? And what are some of the goods which have increased, either in terms of selling, and also what are some of those who decreased in terms of selling? Now, when you look at the monthly increase in export goods, it was mainly fish, which increased with 215 million. Then you look at ores and concentrate base of metals, which improved with 201 million. Copper and articles of copper, which rose to 150 million. Non-monetary gold increased to 140 million. Pumps, okay, other than pumps for liquids, air, or other gas compressors, which improved with 112 million. Now the question that we also need to ask yourself is that although there is dynamics in international trade, there is dynamics in the market, we are still making money even if we are not adding values to our product. What if the call of the president is followed? What if the call of the president is followed? Do you know how much money we are going to make? What if the call of the president is called to say value addition to our products? Because now we are standing at a very good position. Imagine, regardless of tariffs, we are still managed to navigate. We are still managing to navigate. And I think we should be proud of ourselves to some extent. We should be proud of ourselves to some extent. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is also that even if we are making surplus, we have been losing for a very long time. Even if we are making surplus in terms of trade, who is going to, how are these, you know, which industries are this one? Are these industries directly connected to the people, or they are just paying employees and send tax to government? Which industry we are dealing with? Because when you look at the top five products, most of them, they are standing where they have been standing. Not in terms of position, but in terms of being sent as they are. So, now, the decrease in import, was mainly reflected in other machinery and equipment specialized in particular industries. Now, with 338 million, nickel ore concentrates of dropped with 228 million, and also medicaments declined to 140 million. Now, some of these things that are being bought in Namibia, the question that you're asking yourself is that some of them are being bought to process minerals here, or some of them are being bought to be resold. Then there are questions that you need to ask yourself also, because the complication of trade is that the country may be like Namibia. We are selling in terms of fish. We are making money, and we are there is always an increment in terms of fish. We are making money, but in terms of what you are taking in the country. Because if you look at, not 2 weeks ago, when a lot of meat was coming from Spain and Brazil, coming to Namibia, then you are just asking yourself, why are we doing what we are doing? Why are we standing where we are standing? And yeah, continue looking at the trade balance. We are going to look at where are we selling our products, and how many of these products we add value to them, and what could be done if value is added to these products. Interestingly, Interestingly, when you look at, for example, at the top five export products, where is Namibia standing in terms of the top five export products? Number one, uranium is still leading. The uranium is still leading. If you are working in uranium mine, you must be grateful for yourself and also for the country. You are contributing. You are contributing to the development of the country, and you are contributing to the economy. The report is stating that, uranium was the largest exported commodity in June 2025, accounting for 25.5% of total export. And where are we selling our uranium? It's largely in China. China is our main customer. Chungu is our main customer when it's coming to uranium. And it has been like that for the past, if I have to compare the trade balance for the past 12 months, that is how business has been. And that is how strong our relationship with China is. And it did not just start yesterday. It has started a long time ago. And the question you are asking yourself, at what form are we selling our uranium? At what form? At what form are we selling our uranium? And what can we do to add values to it? Because I was reading at NDP6. I was reading at other documents also, which are looking at the possibility of us to come up with a nuclear plant. And a lot of people are saying, no, that is a very big thing. And I had a guest here who, I respect his view. He said, no, you need around $20 billion to establish some of that plant. And you need sophisticated technical skills that you do not have for now. But for long term, how can we go about it? Are we still continue to sell like this? Or are we still going to learn? Or we have learned enough from our friend and trade partner? Have we learned enough? Who is at number two? Number two, there is non-monetary gold, which is at 15.0. Then you have fish at 11.8. Precious stone and diamond. Yeah, diamond continue to be not too useful at 8.0%. Then you have copper and articles of copper. At this point, you'll be able to realize to say, if you are in the business of diamond, it's now your time to upgrade the game. It's now also your time to understand that in terms of diamond, people are using lab-made diamonds, which are you doing exactly the same as natural diamond. So it's very crucial to understand that when you are at the business, which especially when it's coming to areas of trade, you change or you end very. So we have around 10 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment. However, you can engage us. You can call us in the studio at 083-288-401. You can give your contribution, ask your question. You give your constructive criticism. And also look at what we can do and what we can learn from this report. What we can learn from this report. Now let us look at top five import. What are those things that we are importing? You know what is at number one? It's petroleum, oil. And it has been here at number one. Petroleum oil, that is at number one. That is number one in terms of import. That is what we are importing, standing at 13.8. Then you also have at number two, motor vehicles for commercial purposes. The taxis that you see, the Quantums, many others, they are buying cars. And you also have ores and concentrate base metals gain share of 3.4. And yeah, and motor vehicles for transportation of personnel. Those are some of the top five import products. Now, the question you are asking yourself is that, what is here that we cannot do? And what is here that we cannot be able to do and we do not have? Because if you look at petroleum oil, imagine how the game is going to turn out, how the game is going to turn out if Namibia managed to extract oil by 2035. You understand how the game is going to change? This game is only, there are only two things going to change the whole trade balance things. It's going to bring a lot of money in the country, or it's going to worsen it. If it become a case, it's a different thing. And that is not exactly what you want, because if you are looking at this trade balance and you look at the products which we are mostly importing and mostly exporting, because we already have them here, we just did not extract them yet. We already have them. So if you are at point number one, at petroleum oils, if we can change that game, you know that it's going to change Namibian economy forever. And there are already predictions to say how much money is going to be made from oil and gas. But are we ready to change our trade balance? Are we ready to change that trade balance? Or we are just looking at what will happen? Are the stakeholders within the oil industry talking to each other? Do they understand each other? Because that is where you have to start. Because when you are going to building and you are going to main industry, you'll be able to see, do these trade partners understand each other? Are the investors in good terms with the government and also those who are potential contractors or those who have already started? Are they in good terms, or there is this ambiguity? Because if there is, sir, it will take us more time again, and we are not going to enjoy the luxury of the resources, even our children. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And we have around 6 minutes. We have around 6 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Before we come to the end of our conversation. Now, let us look at what is the report saying about trade in terms of economic region. What is the report saying about trades in terms of economic regions? Where are we selling and where are we buying from? Where is our money going and where is our money coming from? Things have been like this. And I like the views of the president, especially when he speaks of, you know, we are too depending on primary industry. We are too depending on primary industry, and we are not yet diversifying the economy. We are not yet diversifying the economy. That's where we want. Because if you do your research very well in the past 5 years, you'll be able to understand that there is little to nothing which have changed, particularly in terms of products which are competing with each other, especially those that we are selling. And in terms of our trading partners, we did not really find new ventures, because we are just in SADC and in China. We are in SADC in China and European Union. And although the percentage may change, we did not yet diversify. There are no new products in the market. And now we are expecting green hydrogen to come on board. Expecting oil to come on board and see how things are going to change. And you're also expecting electricity to come on board and see how things are going to change. So it's quite very interesting to see, and it's quite crucial to understand and also know that for you to change things that are here, you need to know what, when, and where it's happening. So So it's important. Let us look at trade by economic region before we come to the end of the conversation. Namibia's strategy or trade strategy is more on free trade agreements, such as that which is established with SADC, SADC Protocol on Trade, economic partnership, agreements. Talk about EU, United Kingdom, and the most important, SACU, among others. Now, it stated that SACU emerged as largest export destination for Namibia goods during the month under review, with a share of 30% of total exports, with BRIC and EU markets followed in the second place. You know what is very interesting is that with BRIC, the way they are saying it like this is without South Africa, because the calculation of South Africa is already included in SACU. And yeah, also looking at COMESA and OECD markets, which are coming at fourth and fifth. But what we are saying is that SACU being number one, most of our things we are sending to South Africa, and we are buying from South Africa. We are sending to China, and we have been sending to China. Now we are at a very critical juncture. We are either going to come out strong, or it's going to affect our trade relations, because we have been speaking about our economy being on a defensive mode. Because when you look at 30% tariff imposition to South Africa, when you look at the Namibian economy, when you look at how we trade, how we pack our dollars to their rand, and the estimation of 30,000 jobs being lost in South Africa due to that, then you'll be able to understand that we are a bit in trouble, but you have to stand up. Because if we manage to make more money in June, I think we can still survive. But it's really surviving what they want. Because the economy is not about surviving. We have immediate issues that we need to deal with. And I think getting time to read that trade balance, getting time to read that statistics on trade, will not only help you to know numbers, but it will help you also to make decisions, to look at what products can you make. Because if you understand what you eat, you understand who is feeding you, and you also understand how you can feed yourself. In time, that person is not feeling well. Because your friend will never be your friend forever, because the phrase of international relation did not change to say, in international trade, relationships are built by interest. There is no permanent friends or permanent enemies, but there are permanent interests which change. Permanent interests which change. Today a person is your friend because you trade with him, but tomorrow he find another trade route, another trade partner, and life continues. That's why, are we ready for that? So, dear listeners, we have 30 seconds before we come to the end of our conversation. We are always indicating to you, indicating to you that continue following Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us in our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on X. Follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn. And do not forget to download the Villager newspaper. It's coming out tomorrow. It's coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And like and share our page, because you can be able to be informed and a good citizen. So, from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
ace. I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.